Lords of Corruption by Kyle Mills. Narrated by Kevin Collins.
Prologue. After 4 hours of rutted dirt, military roadblocks, and fetid mud bogs, the landscape around Dan Ordman had completely transformed. The jagged grass-covered hills that made up his world had been replaced by dense jungle rolling into a reddening horizon. Although he'd lived in Africa for almost a year, this was the first time he'd seen the rainforest, smelled the damp rot, listened to the birds and monkeys just out of sight. There was something about it that made him nervous. Probably just the fact that until now he'd never been more than 20 miles from the comfortable expatriate community that he'd wrapped himself in. Or maybe it was something more primordial. It's going to get dark on us. Gideon maneuvered the Land Cruiser around a tree that had sprung up in the middle of the road and glanced at Dan. Or more precisely, he aimed his mirrored sunglasses briefly in Dan's direction. Gideon didn't interact with people in the accepted sense of the word. It was always strangely one-sided. What he wanted you to know, what he was willing to do for you, what he had time for, what he cared about. The first time they'd met, Dan had decided the African looked more like a sculpture by an amateur artist than the product of God or evolution. A little too tall, muscles a little too well-defined, and a slack face with blank eyes. Not the friendly, capable right-hand man Dan had envisioned from his parents' sprawling oceanfront estate, but he'd come here to learn, and his first lesson had been that reality rarely lived up to fantasy. Life was about figuring out how to bridge that gap. It's not far.